please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
Dirty 30.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
Hello and welcome to a brand new edition of The Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. I am your host, Marquee Davis, coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, I took a quick sabbatical, had to get my mind straight, had to get some things right here at the home front, but I am back and better than ever. I am rejuvenated, and I am ready to talk to you, the DV Radio listeners, who want to hear my opinion on things. I don't know why, but you do. So, let's start off talking about American traditions, all right? Merry Christmas, happy Thanksgiving. Are you a boy or are you a girl? I know, it's crazy, but today you can't even ask that question. And let me think here for a second, okay? This kind of all started in the 70s. Yeah, I'm going to put it on you guys in the 70s because think about this. The hippie culture in the 70s was all about love, 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 love. That song that the Beatles did. I think it was the Beatles. I don't know who it was. Some hippies in the 70s made that song. But kind of started back then. All right. You were all protesting Vietnam War and pooping on veterans who was coming back from Vietnam and things of that nature. We still had racial issues going on. So, it kind of started there in the 70s, went through the 80s with the war on drugs, and then the 90s, and then now we have 2018. Welcome to a brand new year where we thought we were going to have flying cars and teleportation devices and phaser guns and be exploring the deep reaches of space. But the only thing we have is YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, and a mobile device that we can talk to each other and text each other on. We don't have any flying cars, people. I want you guys to know that. If you've been living under a rock for the last couple of months, we do not have flying cars. So, with that being said, let's talk about this war on American tradition. All right? So, let's start with happy holidays. I think that started, around the 90s, where everybody was like, happy holidays. Oh, happy holidays. We don't want to exclude anyone during this holiday season by saying Merry Christmas because you know what? We are a multi-faith-based country. And the founding fathers founded this country, the United States of America, based on Christian principles. I know they do have the separation of church and state, but they were leaving Britain and other countries because of the persecution on their faith. Remember, I believe they were Protestants who came over here on the Mayflower and things of that nature, and they wanted to make a nice Protestant country. So, nowadays, we have this happy holidays, and I applaud Mr. President Trump for bringing back Merry Christmas, all right? Merry Christmas. That's what that time of year is. It really is, all right? I know we can all go into the details of, Jesus wasn't born in Christmas. He was probably born around July or June time frame. But let's look at why they put Christmas around the winter solstice, because it was a pagan holiday and they wanted to make it a Christian holiday. So that's why we still use things like the fir tree and things of that nature, which were associated with those pagan holidays around this Christmas time, because they wanted to try to convert those pagans into Christians. But let's move past that. An American tradition is saying Merry Christmas. An American tradition, all right, is saying Happy Thanksgiving. I know we can go on the history of Thanksgiving and say, oh, it was a genocide of the natives of North America and Canada during the Thanksgiving time. But let's be real here, people. Thanksgiving is just about football and eating some turkey with some dressing or stuffing, depending on what part of the country you are from. A little bit of ham. That's what Thanksgiving is. Happy Thanksgiving. Don't sit here and post on Facebook your sanctimonious ideas about how Thanksgiving was just a genocide of Native Americans and how Native Americans shouldn't say Happy Thanksgiving and how we shouldn't have Thanksgiving. Well, let's think about the time, okay? Thanksgiving wasn't really about anyone fighting each other at that time, no. Thanksgiving was about the Native American helping the pilgrims come here, who were here in America, who didn't know the land, who didn't know how to farm. So the Native taught them how to farm the land, taught them which crops grew here on the land. So Thanksgiving was actually them celebrating their survival by being taught. Now, yes, things did eventually happen, like the Trail of Tears. I understand that. And that was an egregious moment of American history. We have a lot of those in American history. But every country has those moments where we would like to go back and change a couple things so that we don't seem as, evil as we really are as human beings. But that's beside the point. The point is that nowadays everyone wants to attack the very foundation, which is America. Let's look at this shutdown that just happened, okay? All right, let's look at the shutdown that just happened. If you don't know, the government did shut down for a couple of days because the Senate and the Congress couldn't come together on a budget. And they couldn't come together on this budget because of immigration. The Democrats held the budget and the United States federal employees hostage because they wanted some language placed into the bill for the budget about DACA. The Dream Act. I know you guys have all heard about it. It's been everywhere on the news, CNN, NBC, Fox News. They all DACA. This is what is holding up the budget. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, you know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about that crap. Why? Because it's just a temper tantrum. Look at 2013. Republicans, we had a government shutdown. Why do we have a government shutdown? Because Republicans held it up for Obamacare. Okay. 2018, we have a budget crisis and a government shutdown because they are holding us up because of DACA. Well, American tradition dictates that if you are born here in America, because it's in the Constitution, then you are an American citizen. That's what the Constitution says, people. Read it if you have not already. All right. Now, it says that for a reason, because guess what? Back in the day, we had nothing but illegal immigrants here in America. Every one of you all are descended from an illegal immigrant into America. Yes, I think I'm probably the only one, yes, being black, that wasn't illegal because my people was brought over here legally, though they were slaves. They were brought over here legally to perform a service. And I know I'm saying that and it sounds like tongue-in-cheek, but it was just the truth. But mostly everyone here, you know, DV Recoil is Irish, you know. I think he's Irish. But he was, you know, came over here pretty much illegally, his ancestors did, you know, from Ireland. And so now, because his generation was born here, you know, he's a legal citizen. But now we are upset because Mexicans are coming here across the border illegally and having children legally and starting generations of children. And so now we want to place in the budget a rule that would stop these people from doing this. I mean, I'm not against it, you know, because granted, a lot of them do take advantage of welfare programs and college programs and things of that nature that a lot of us really don't even consider. I mean, we really don't. Remember a couple weeks ago, what did the president say about the, I'm going to whisper it. I don't want to offend anybody's children and that may be listening. Shithole countries. Remember that happened. But my big argument on that was, well, you know what? I'm going to save that till after the break. We're going to talk about that after the break. But right now we're talking about this war on American tradition. So we have these millennials and these forward thinking, as they call themselves, professors and intellectuals and things of that nature, who are telling us that, you know, saying happy holidays is more appropriate. Calling someone based on their gender and not assuming their gender is more appropriate. Let's talk about the gender issue here, okay, people? Look between your legs. Does something dangle? Check yes or check no. If it dangles, then you are a boy. If it doesn't, then you are a woman, a girl. That's how you determine that. Let's look at your breastises. All right, people. I know some of us men may have them, but do we lactate? Do we have mammary glands that actually function? Touch yourself right now, people. Let's see. Up. I'm a boy. Don't have breasts. All right? That's the way we should see it. But now they're trying to dictate that you can be any type of gender you want to be. You can identify as anything. I'm going to start identifying as a water heater. Electrical power box. I'm going to identify as a pillow and just start laying around randomly and let people lay on me. I mean, what have we come to? What are we doing to our country? That's what I want to know. We're showing that we have a, let me see how I want to phrase this. What's going on now is that we're showing the rest of the world that we don't have a backbone. Now, I'm telling you, I don't agree with everything the president says, but I can tell you one thing. He is showing the rest of the world that the presidency of the United States has a backbone. Yes, he is saying some outrageous stuff. Yes, he is, being criticized in the media for doing certain things or spending this amount of money or requesting this or requesting that or not signing this bill or signing this bill, you know. Or, let's be real here, man, okay? I know a lot of people do not like President Trump, but let's understand one thing here. He's a shrewd businessman. You don't become a billionaire overnight, even though he did get $1 million loan from his father, blah, 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 blah. You don't become a millionaire overnight. I know a lot of you guys right now listen to the sound of my voice. If you got $1 million, you probably just blow it on blowing hookers. You know, you would spend it extremely fast and be bankrupt within 2 years. And let's just be real here. That's just the way things happen in this world. And that's just the way things are. But when it comes to American traditions, we cannot let those die. You know, things such as our national park services. We can't let stuff like that die. We can't let I know people want to say, oh, well, what about those Confederate statues that were taken down? That they're just taking away our tradition. Well, you all know my opinion on those Confederate statues. They were praising people who oppressed another person. I know they may have done great things at one point in time, considering on which history you want to follow. But the fact of the matter is, you can't have statues of an oppressor just still standing. I know they do in Russia. You know, I know they do in North Korea. I know they do somewhere in China with Mao Zedong or whatever his name is. But this is America, and we are a democratic state, and because of that, that's the best Obama impression I can do. But think of it this way, okay? There, I was reading a blog the other day about the I Have a Dream speech, and I don't know who wrote the damn blog, but they were going on a rant about how this blog was, the I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King. If you've never heard it, I recommend you Google it. The I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King was, how did they phrase it? I'm trying to phrase it in a way that makes a little sense because they were kind of loony when they said this, when they typed this, I believe. But it was, they were trying to say that the I Have a Dream speech was one of division and not unity. And I'm reading the speech again. I'm like, where are they finding this at and the things that he said at the Lincoln Memorial? I don't see where did you get this from? But that's a traditional speech here in America. That's a speech that we look at with a certain glow. Like, we listen to it, we feel the emotion that he's saying it, we understand what he's saying, and we know that it led to change here in America. But we have people nowadays who are, again, the intellectuals, who believe that everything is bad. Everything that we used to hold dear and near to our heart is bad. For what reason? Why? Why are you guys sitting here trying to attack everything that we like, that we grew up on? You know, A Christmas Story, you know, that movie. When the boy gets his tongue stuck to the ice pole, you know, when he has the rifle and shoots his eye out. It's a great movie, but we have people who want to say that, oh, this movie is promoting this, or it's promoting that, so it's a bad movie. It shouldn't be associated with the holidays. It boggles my mind. How can you be so offended by football, for Christ's sake? people were saying, you know, oh, the numbers of football have went down. But then we get to the playoffs, and everybody who says, I'm never watching another football game again in my life, they're sitting there watching football. They're sitting there cheering for the team. And football is an American tradition that you guys tried to destroy because some black folks was kneeling. I'm just going to put it straight forward like that. You can say what you want to say about the veterans and the patriotism. It was because black folks was kneeling in the NFL during the national anthem, and you saw it on TV. I'm not going to let my child see that. Oh, no, sir, Rebob, it's not going to happen. Oh, never in my day have I ever seen something so egregious and just so terrible. I say. Oh, man, if you haven't realized, I am pumped up. I don't even know what I said the last 15 minutes. I don't even care because I'm pumped up to be back here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. This is the Marquee Dirty 30. I am Marquee Davis. And you know what? After this break, we're going to talk a little bit about the president and the shithole countries. Let's talk about that. I know you all heard all about it, but we're going to talk about it. Going to get my perspective on this. Right after this break, stay tuned. You're listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on WDVRDVRadio.net.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah!
DVRadio.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
And welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquee Davidson. Before the break, I wanted to talk to you guys about what the president said a couple weeks ago about, well, what is alleged that he said a couple weeks ago about, you know, crap hole countries. That's what I'm going to say, crap hole countries. I don't feel like bleeping out the S word this entire show. So let's just look at the countries in which he said were crap hole countries. Haiti and the entire continent of Africa. Now, let me just look in my little eye and let me think about who comes from Haiti and the entire continent of Africa. Let me think. Black people. Didn't take me very long to figure that one out. And he wanted more immigrants from, you know, the Netherlands and things of that, and places of that nature. Let's think, white people. Now, this is alleged, all right? This is alleged that he said this, and a lot of people were conflicted on their opinions, but I'm going to tell you the truth there, okay? Africa, Haiti, they aren't the best places. They don't have the highest education rate. They don't have the most money. It's true. It's factual, all right? And I can see where the president was coming from by saying that. But then I can also say that it seemed a bit racist. And I know nowadays everybody wants to throw that word around. Oh, this is racist. Oh, that's racist. Blah, 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 blah. Well, I mean, everything isn't racist, people, okay? But the fact of the matter is that these places aren't the best places in the world to have immigrants coming into your country. Now, granted, when these immigrants do come to America, they do perform exceptionally well when it comes to learning and getting degrees and things of that nature. But so does any immigrant from any country who comes here to America. They always try to outperform what they could have done in their own country. But the one thing that kind of perturbed me, it wasn't the fact that he said it or he may have said it, the allegation that he may have said it. It was the fact that the president of the United States of America shouldn't be seen talking like that. I mean, I guess I'm a traditionalist when it comes to that office. You know, I want my president to be a man of dignity, integrity, you know, upstanding and upholding the American virtues. That's just the way I have seen the presidency. Like, when you look at the president, you're supposed to be in awe of that person. You're supposed to be like, oh, my goodness. You're supposed to have a certain glow or aura about that person. Whether you agree with them or not, the office is sacred. The office of the presidency of the United States of America is sacred. I'm pretty sure if any of us could go back in time and look at Abraham Lincoln or George Washington, we would be in awe of them. You know, and that's what, you know, I think, what if we do invent time travel in the year 3072? You know, I don't know. We thought we would have flying cars by now. But, you know, what if we do invent time travel and they come back to 2017 and they come to look at the president? Would they be in awe? Maybe. I mean, you know, it all depends on how history reflects this presidency and his term. Would they be mesmerized? Some of us would, you know. But the reason I bring this up is because I just want to know what would possess him to say that. From what I've been reading, a lot of the countries that he proclaimed to be, you know, crap-hole countries are on the uptick, actually. They're finally starting to get under from up underneath the umbrella of the colonial ages of the French, the Spanish, and the British to finally start making something of themselves in these countries and not just be seen as a barbaric wasteland. I'm not talking about Haiti in particular. I'm talking about the African continent that the president said, you know, Africa, you know, the whole continent. But I'm not upset that he said it. I mean, it's technically kind of the truth. Those are a lot of third world countries in Africa. There are a lot of discord and hate and famine, poverty going on in those countries. But I want to know the reason. Why would someone have to tell the media that he said this during a closed-door meeting at the White House? That's my problem. I think that's my major issue right there. Is that think about when Kennedy was president or when Nixon was president or Johnson. Things that were said behind closed doors weren't spoken to the media. Things about communism, things about Cuba, things about race relations. They weren't just openly, well, the president said that all Negroes are supposed to stay where they are at and we won't allow them to be segregated. It didn't happen. They didn't say that. The media did not know. Maybe an informant may have told somebody something, but they didn't run the presses with that story. You know, think about Watergate. First was like, I don't know if it really happened, you know. But then Watergate began to build momentum. So now we have this issue of the president saying this about certain black countries. I'm just going to put it out there. They're black countries. And, you know, people deemed it racist. Yeah, I can see that point. But I'm also going to argue that everything that someone says about a black person or a black country is not racist. Sometimes it's just matter of fact speaking. You know, I'm here in Atlanta. Matter of fact, I will not go to Bankhead Courts. You know, they changed the name to Hollowell Parkway. But, you know, I was raised around that area. But I will not go back over there because guess what? It's a bad area of town. It is. Everyone has in their neighborhood or their city or their state an area that you don't want to go to. Why? Because it's a bad area of town. And when you speak to someone, your friend or a coworker or a colleague, you speak matter-of-factly to them. I'm not going over there. I'm not finna get shot over there. I'm not finna get robbed over there. You know? So I believe the President of the United States at this time, President Trump, he speaks more bluntly than any of the other politicians we've had in that office. That's just how it is. That's just what he does. He speaks more bluntly, and it comes across as either racist, sexist, demeaning, whatever, because he just speaks frankly. So why such an outrage? I love the fact that CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all of them had to bleep it out, and they had coverage on it nonstop. The president said beep, whole countries, and then, you know, if you look up the meaning of beep hole, then it says, oh man, it's just hilarious how the media will take a story, run with it, and then forget, we got to do a lot of editing during this show. What if somebody slips up and says it really quickly and we can't bleep it out? Then someone's 92-year-old grandmother's going to have a heart attack. They're going to sue us because she died over there because she heard beep whole country. Oh, my goodness. All right. You know what? I'm going to do this. I want to do a shout out real quick. I want you guys to go on Facebook, all right, and type in Forever 22. Type in Forever 22. They're a good organization. They have a lot of veterans on it. They help veterans. It's a place kind of like the Forum, you know. I want to direct you guys to the Forum, too, but a lot of you guys already know about the Forum. I want to try to get as many veterans on as many different social platforms to help each other because, you know, we can't all be on DV. I know it's crazy. We can't all be on the Forum. So let's go out and let's try to find other places on the interwebs that we can help other veterans out that may not be on the DV page, that may not be on the other veteran pages out there, you know? So Forever 22, I want you guys to go check that out. Also, I want you guys to listen to Barracks Talk. Yeah, Barracks Talk, you thought I was going to begin. Comes on after this show. Here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. You guys love it. The whole gang is going to be there. DV6, your favorite. DV Google, she's so smart. DV Recoil, always with the quirks and the quickness. DV Bo, I don't think anybody likes him. And me, Marquis Davis, I'm just here. I'm the token black guy. What's up? Hey, hey, hey. And with all of that, this has been the Marquis Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. Stay tuned for Barracks Talk after this, I guess, commercial break. Love you guys. See you next week. Peace.
DV Radio.